We always talk about the great quartet of Tom Roberts, Frederick McCubbin, Arthur Streeton, and Charles Conder. There were others around the fringes of that group, but those are the four who are the critical mass, if you like, of the Heidelberg School of Australian Impressionism. But of that group, McCubbin stood out a little differently. Firstly, he was the only one who didn't have a burning desire to get away from Australia and test himself abroad like the other three. In fact, after 1890, Conder never came back, and from the late 1890s, Roberts and Streeton stayed away for a very long time. McCubbin only made one trip much later in his life, and he only went away for a few months. He was a homebody, son of a baker in Melbourne, married with children, and got a permanent job as a drawing master at the National Gallery of Victoria School. Nevertheless, although less adventurous, he was very much loved and admired by his fellow artists. He just didn't want to stretch himself outside the world of Melbourne. Amongst that group, he also had the greatest propensity, along with Roberts perhaps, to be an illustrator. In fact, he made a lot of compositions that were published as woodcuts in magazines of the time. So this painting is really connected with that side of McCubbin as narrator and storyteller. A storyteller of the Australian ethos, or the Australian worker, the pioneer, in a period moving towards federal nationhood. So this painting on the Wallaby Track is really connected with that side of McCubbin as narrator and storyteller. Storyteller of the Australian ethos, of the Australian worker, the pioneer, in a period moving towards federal nationhood. On the Wallaby Track is based on a phenomenon of the 1890s during a depression in Victoria when many workers had to leave the cities and track around the country properties looking for work. They had nowhere to live, no guarantee of an income, so many just camped in the bush along the roadsides. There were many grim stories about babies and young children taken around with these families, surviving really in pretty bare circumstances, with makeshift shelters or tents, one of which you can see in the background of this picture. The man is boiling the billy for tea, the mother looking after the baby, and perhaps he's looking for work at a nearby farm. But there's an artificial reality to this scene too, for this is not the bush at all. It's just the suburb of Brighton, painted the year McCubbin and his wife and family had just moved from inner Melbourne. The child is McCubbin's own, and the two figures probably neighbours who agreed to model for the artist. Of course, many great paintings in the world have been constructed like this. McCubbin partook in the spirit of en plein airism shared with his Heidelberg colleagues, that is, painting out in the open, but at the same time followed academic precepts for large narrative conceptions inspired by the French realist Jules-Bastien Lepage, with a little bit of Corot thrown in for good measure. Most interesting is that while Roberts and Streeton were in New South Wales painting the glare of its sunshine, McCubbin was depicting here the melancholy flicks of green and blue in the shadows of the Australian bush, with a Victorian propensity to declare a kind of social message. Beyond the figure of the man through an archway of shrubbery, a pink light shines on the grass, a hint of optimism in the gloom rendered with an impeccable sense of tone. On the Wallaby Track was exhibited in Sydney in 1897 and immediately purchased by the gallery, just as was Streeton's Fires On in 1893 and Roberts's The Golden Fleece in 1894. A remarkable trio of large-scale iconic works that remain at the heart of the gallery's heritage of great Australian paintings acquired in the period.